org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
And good morning. This is Walter Yerkew here on 7-5 Radio. I'm awaiting the arrival of my co-host, Peter Scoop Stanton.
He seems not here today.
And he might be here in a little bit, but we'll figure that out in a little while. The issues that we have going on today are many. We have our president going on to the border as I speak. He's in Air Force One on his way. He's having a lot of flack of that lately. Government shutdown, the border wall, the border fence, the steel wall, the concrete wall. We have a lot to discuss about that today. Many people are against this wall. Many more are for it. Should we put it to a vote, like we vote for president, or we vote for our local officials? Put it to a vote. Maybe. Yeah, might take too long. Might have to wait for Florida to check out to see if those little chips are yeses or noes or not chipped or voting booths don't work. Who knows? Anyway, we have to discuss that today. He's on his way to the wall. He's on his way to the southern border to discuss things and to see what's going on about it. You know, there are many, many miles of wall that are already up, so it just needs to be finished. The way things are going, we're not going to get it done anytime soon because of the Democratic resistance. And, you know, I could see their side, but, you know, it's just not good. We don't have many Democrats that are on board with us. It's ridiculous. But there are plenty of Democrats on board for the wall. They just don't step up and say it. Been tweeting out about this wall and about the illegal immigration influx into our borders and people coming in and taking our jobs and doing the jobs we don't want. White bread Americans, there are certain jobs that white bread Americans just don't want to do. And that's been like that all through history. And they've either gotten the minorities to do it or they import people that will do it and they get here legally. Now, somebody told me that the illegals will help us with our economy, which, you know, if you want to take a job as a dishwasher, that's fine. You know, if I had a supportive family, taking a job as a dishwasher is not beneath me. I don't think that these people are coming here just for that. They're coming here and they're being trafficked. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing their criminal histories with them. And they are reaching out and actually destroying this country.
You're absolutely right, Walter.
Say what?
You're absolutely right. Hello, everybody. It's Scoop Stanton. I had to put a couple coins in this payphone to get it up and running. But you're absolutely right. These people coming here, they want what America has in terms of housing, welfare, education, medical assistance, all that good stuff. Now, granted, there's some immigrants coming here legally that work their asses off, especially from Jamaica. I mean, one of the best stereotypes is that the Jamaican people hold 2, 3, 4 jobs down and don't ask for anything in return. But if somebody comes in as a dishwasher or a lettuce picker, guess what? They bring their whole family. They can't afford they're getting paid under the table. They can't afford health insurance, dental insurance, things like that. So they go down to the local emergency room and go on Medicaid or Medicare, and get free health care while my family, your family, is waiting in the waiting room for 2-3 hours. We're the only ones in there that speak English. And then we're the only ones with pull out insurance card, and you know, our deductibles are going up, our copays are going up. You know, 2019 copay for my employer went up this year.
It's so ridiculous. You know, I tweeted out yesterday that, you know, the illegals, you know, don't contribute to our wars. You know, they come here, we're at war, they don't join the army. You know, we're paying for, like you just said, their health care and things like that. And I had some idiot actually say that they do give a positive to the United States. Now, I'm going to put this in a nutshell. All right, I'm going to put this in a nutshell for that one jerk off that thinks that this is a good thing for the Mexican, for illegal immigrants. We can't call them Mexicans no more. The illegal immigrants coming across the border because they're coming from everywhere down there. Let's just say I'm going to use my partner here, Scoop, as an example. All right, let's just say I'm the United States and Scoop is the foreign country. If I give Scoop trillions of dollars to take care of his country, why is these people still coming to my house? Scoop, you know,
because
what
corrupt.
Are you doing with all that money? I don't want these people. That's why I'm giving you this money. We don't want them here. Take care of your own economy. If I gave my neighbor's father money because they don't have any, they don't have any food. But that night they come in and they burglarize, they take all my food and my clothes and stuff. Well, why are they doing that? I gave your father all that freaking money. Well, he's not giving us any. That's why we got to come to you. See, that's it on a small scale, I believe. Your thoughts?
You're absolutely 100% right. I could tell you, the poor of the country that has delegates, ambassadors, embassies, what have you, here in the U.S., the bigger the motorcade. Like I said before, years ago, I used to work at Dulles Airport, and these poor African countries that don't have to urinate in or a window to throw it out of would be coming in, like the minister of who gives a crap, and they'd have a motorcade that rivals our U.S. president, and it's like it's a nobody. Meanwhile, the finance minister of Italy came to town for whatever reason. He's picked up in one car. That's it. He just walked it, got in his, granted it was $130,000 Maserati, but he got one car and left. But it's corruption. And, you know, these people that from these other countries, that these hell holes or these S holes, as Donald Trump says, they're going to come here and turn our country into an S hole. Look at Los Angeles. I mean, that was like one of the best examples of a middle class city. That's predominantly Mexican, all illegals. You can go to one of the local grocery stores and buy yourself a green card. And then you have people, you know, popping up tents literally in the sidewalks. And so, you know, the working people of Los Angeles have to move out. And the neighborhood of Watts, which is, you know, been a historically black neighborhood. That's now Mexico, literally. All right, we're coming to our first break on 75 Radio. This is Scoop Stanton with a good connection. We're going to remember a couple people lost their lives line of duty and talk about the speeches next.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back red hot and rolling. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerke on 7-5 Radio, just like Mr. James Edwards said. All right, first order of business is, you all know, we remember the fallen that died in the line of duty. First, we want to remember police officer Joseph Shinners from the Provo, Utah Police Department, end of watch, January 5th, 2019. His killer was shot and wounded and is in custody. Also, in New York, firefighter Stephen Pollard of the New York City Fire Department, Ladder Company 170 in Brooklyn, New York, end of watch, January 6th. He was helping out with a motor vehicle accident and somehow fell 50 feet. And also in Shreveport, Louisiana, on Wednesday, officer was shot and killed. Details are sketchy. We'll have more information next week. But anyways, Walt, let's talk about Trump's speech and the response by Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer. I thought Trump's speech. Say again.
I said, okay.
All right. First of all, I thought Trump's speech was just it was a triple. He said he was brief. He was straight to the point. He brought up the death of Corporal Singh, but did not mention his name. Right. He also brought up the fact that some politicians have walls and fences around their house. That's a direct shot of Nancy Pelosi in her Pacific Heights home in San Francisco. She has a wall, and other politicians have a wall. And meanwhile, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi had a response. They looked like they were being tortured in North Vietnamese POW camp. It was almost laughable. They offered nothing. They're all about border security, but, you know, the cheapest, most effective way you have anything secure is put a wall around it. I mean, there's walls around prisons. There are walls around people's homes. I have a fence around my home. That's so my dog doesn't get out. And unwanted people get the hint, you know, you're not invited. But they offered nothing. They don't want a wall. And then yesterday or Wednesday, Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer went to the White House to have a sit down with Trump. And Trump said, if I open the government, am I going to get a wall? They said, no. Okay. Meeting's over. And he walked right on out. And supposedly the news media said that Donald Trump got up and he pounded his fist on the table, got up and walked out. And Donald Trump denies the story. You know what? If Donald Trump's, if he cursed at them and said all these countries are S-holes that are sending their worst people, I would applaud him. I think Trump's doing the right thing. He doesn't care about re-election. He doesn't care about ratings. He knows the wall is good. Everybody knows the wall is good, except Pelosi and Schumer. And that's the Democratic Party in a nutshell. Pelosi and Schumer, they run the Democratic Party. Pelosi's from San Francisco, California, so they have good old San Francisco values. And you have Chuck Schumer, who represents the state of New York with New York State values. Well, correction, New York City values, because everybody knows the city runs the state. And we're not talking about, people out in Glendale, Queens, or upstate New York. We're talking Upper West Side, Upper East Side, Brooklyn Heights, all the neighborhoods that all us and our listeners cannot afford. What's your take on the speeches of Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer?
Well, like you said, he was clear, concise, and right to the point, period. There wasn't any room for his speech to be, his address to be discredited. He didn't embellish on anything. He said just exactly what's going on. And you won't see him do that again because he's already done it. The issue with him asking, am I getting my wall? And they said no, and he walked out of the office. You know, they disrespected him a couple of weeks ago before this shutdown. Him and Pelosi, I mean, they were just, jesters in the court of Donald Trump. They disrespected him. Schumer wouldn't look at him in the face. He had that stupid grandpa molesting grin on his face. And would not acknowledge anything that the president wanted. All they acknowledged was that, no, they just don't agree with him. Now, if Mr. Trump slammed his hand on the desk and stormed out, more power to him. If it didn't happen, well, maybe he should have done it. This thing with disrespect in this office is just it's freaking horrible. The rest of the world is laughing at us. I think there's probably bookies out there taking bets on if this wall is going to get built or not. And when and how and with what material, bookies, they cover everything. Mr. Trump is a man that was hired through election to do a job and do the job he said he would do when he was applying for it. Now he's trying to put into place these things one at a time, three at a time, four at a time. Doesn't matter. This is one of the things that he was elected on. Was this security of this country. The security of this country was always dependent upon Canada to the north. They're no threat. Oceans on either coast and the Mexican government and the Mexican border. All right. Mexicans have been coming across the border for years and years and years. That's why all of a sudden in the past 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, we've had more and more influx of the Latino community than we did during the Wild West. We have too many people coming into this country that just want to rape, rob, pillage, you name it. That's what a lot of these people want to do. And I'm sure there are some nice people that want to come through. But put a door there. This is the door to come into this country. And if you want to wait online, we'll take care of you as soon as you come in. But you've got to wait online. None of this bum rushing. None of this nonsense. It's so ridiculous that we have to succumb to putting a wall around our country. But if that's what we must do for generations and generations and millenniums to come, so be it. So be it. You know, you spoke about the East Side and Brooklyn Heights and all those places that are fortresses. Did you ever go into one of these brownstones where all these hoity-toity people live? Their freaking walls are 12 inches thick.
And
it's not for air conditioning and heat. It's to keep out the people that want to come in and rape and rob and pillage you. That's why they were built.
Right. Those brownstones can take 5-inch. Those brownstones can take 5-inch shells from a Navy vessel.
Those brownstones are going to be there forever. They've already been there for over 100 years without a scratch on the inside or the outside. There's a fence around the White House. It's just a little fence. And how many people have jumped over it?
Lots. Gary Burt. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's there to protect the White House. And they don't make it to the front door because the Secret Service police, you know, they send the dogs after you or they get you. There's no problem with me putting that damn wall up along the border. And, you know, far be it from me, but, you know, if California still wants to secede, when we get to that little corner there where Mexico runs into the California border, just start building the wall north, you know, and make a left when you get to Oregon. Because maybe they need to be fenced out, too.
Right.
It's just so horrible. You know, like I said, the world is laughing at us. And, you know, China is laughing at us. Russia is laughing at us. Everybody's laughing at us. We're trying to secure our border. And they can. China's got a secured border. China's and the USSR are the biggest countries in the world by mass. And, well, the USSR is pretty much kind of blocked in with the Antarctic up there. Nobody's going to go up there to come in. But they got their borders secured. So take us out to the next break, will you?
Yep. Everybody can have walls except the U.S. Coming up next, we'll talk about an illegal immigrant that was laid to rest last week, and you would know about it. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take us away, Jim.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no money.
you start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. If you check out our blog at 75radio.wordpress.com or 75radio.org, you'll see my latest blog. It says, "Nothing to see here except an officer's funeral." Newman, California, police officer Ronell Singh was laid to rest with hundreds, if not thousands, of his brother and sister officers and deputies in attendance to pay their respects. As you know, Corporal Singh was murdered by Augusto Perez Arriaga, who goes by several aliases, was in this country illegally from Mexico. No, he didn't come from Ireland. He didn't come from the Ukraine. He didn't come from Germany. He came from Mexico, which is no surprise. Here's what the politicians from California have said are done for Corporal Singh. Governor Jerry Brown first had the flags in California lowered half-staff, which is a good thing. And then Jerry stepped into the poo and said that sanctuary cities had nothing to do with Corporal Singh's death. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said nothing. Senator Kamala Harris, who's going to run in 2020, said nothing, done nothing. And Barbara Boxer also has done nothing or said nothing. Now enter President Donald Trump. He not only has mentioned Singh's name in a statement to the press about the need for a wall at the Mexican border, or he didn't infer him in his speech this week, but he also contacted Singh's widow and contacted the chief of the Newman Police Department to offer his condolences. This is the president of the United States. Then there's the media. Their bias is so out in the open, it's not a joke anymore. When outlets like MSNBC and CNN are not bashing Trump around the clock, they put some clickbait on to get people like you and me to get all PO'd. Like the congressman woman from Michigan, I forget her name, she's a Muslim from the Dearborn area, Dearborn/Detroit area, called Trump an MF. Okay, big deal. I mean, we've all called politicians we don't like much worse. And then there's the new darling of the media, Alexandria Ortega-Cortez. There's a clip of her dancing when she was in college doing an homage to 1980s films. And so the media kept reporting that people all up in arms about the MF incident and Ms. Cortez doing a silly dance in college. And here's the thing. Nobody said anything. Nobody cares. All they're saying is, like, here, look at this. That's it. Nobody's calling for an impeachment of her. Nobody's calling saying, like, oh, this member of the House Representative can't dance like that in, as a member of Congress, this, that, and the other thing. But meanwhile, the funeral of Corporal Singh, which was attended by thousands of people, and it should be in the front of the news cycle because you have an illegal immigrant killing a legal immigrant. But there was an absolute blackout from MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, everybody. But because think about it. A man comes to our shores and becomes a citizen the right way. He's killed by an illegal alien who shouldn't be here in the first place. That's pretty touching, but they'd rather talk about kids in U.S. custody dying because their idiot parents have dragged them thousands of miles across, you know, just total hell. But that's the way the media is going. And what's funny is that a couple weeks ago we talked about not funny, unknown, unpopular comedian Samantha Bee having a Christmas show to abolish the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency. She said absolutely nothing. Well, what's your take on the current status of the media and the blackout of Corporal Singh's funeral?
You know, the media has never been part of the solution. Never. The only time they're part of the solution is when they don't know about something and you just want to give them a certain amount of information to get what you want as a response. But the media seems to think that any anything that goes on in that Oval Office, and it's probably Clinton's fault, but anything that goes on in that Oval Office is supposed to be public knowledge. You know, we hire, like I said, we elect these people to do their jobs. And I don't need to know. That's why I elected them. I don't need to know what they're doing all the time. But they turn into such a circus that, okay, now I know everything. War is what I read. And it's just horrible the way that they avoid the issue of that police officer's death. And it just died in the media. No, nobody really followed up on it much. As a matter of fact, it was pretty much an honorable mention until the funeral. And the funeral was was pretty low-keyed as far as media goes. They didn't cover it very, very well. You know, I gotta admit that when a police officer dies, and I think everybody is with me on this, that he deserves that elaborate funeral in his memory and in his honor. The police departments across the country and across the world that showed up, that came to pay their respects. You know, they pay for their own people to come in. It's not anything that was subject to a California bill, so to speak. We don't have enough time on the air each week to acknowledge every officer that died in the line of duty in this past week. We don't have enough. I read in the headline this morning, there was a female police officer on her way to work that was gunned down in Louisiana.
Right, it's Shreveport.
Details are coming in, you know, little by little. You know, back in my day, in the 80s, when a police officer was shot and unfortunately lost his or her life, that was the top thing in the news. That was the top thing in the news. And it didn't matter back then if the person was an illegal immigrant, which most likely he was a foreigner. You know, in certain cases, I don't want to say every cop is. I think you get my drift. But it didn't matter.
Right.
It was the fact that the police officer was shot and killed in his line of duty protecting. Now, you know, we don't know the repercussions to this officer's things, murder. And that's just exactly what it was. It was a murder. And we don't know what the repercussions are going to be because he's gone. We don't know what kind of a career. This guy could have been a captain. He could have become chief of police. He could have saved 100 lives in the next 20 years of his career. We don't know. That's why we have to stop the border, because it's not just, oh, that's just an isolated incident. And pretty much that's what Pelosi and Schumer are doing. It's an isolated incident. Well, yeah, he can't kill the guy twice. He can't murder that cop twice. But the next guy coming over the border can kill the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. You know, it's just horrible that these people that are dead set against Trump, and they really can't give a reason why except to say, well, we think he's a lunatic. You know, that's not a good – that's not acceptable.
Right, I like the fact that they say – well, I like the fact they say he's a racist. Okay, wait, what's your proof?
Yeah.
I mean, he's
racist as far as Americans go because he's biased to having anybody in the world invade our country illegally. So if you want to call him a racist, he's a racist poor American. And what do we have in America? We have a melting pot in America. They come from everywhere. So, you know, if that's a basis for a racist, okay. But he's not against blacks, period. He's not against Latinos or the Asian community. He's not against them. He's against this immigration storm. And that's just what it is. You know, there was almost $100 million that President Bush, George W., put towards Louisiana when Katrina hit the shores of Louisiana and destroyed it. Almost $100 billion to rebuild southern Louisiana. Mr. Trump is asking for $5 or $10 billion to build a wall to stop that storm. The next thing in the headlines is going to be he's going to declare the United States an emergency, a state of emergency. and the Democrats are going to fight that all the way. If he can declare an emergency because of a hurricane damage to rebuild the cities and the livelihoods of those people in that state, why can't he do that across the border? Texas, New Mexico, all the way across the border. If this is a storm coming in, and it is the perfect storm, because we have people coming in that are going to hurt our country, the economy. I mean, we're, what, 51% of people that actually pay taxes. So now you want to bring in another 25 or 30 million that aren't going to pay more taxes. You know,
right. That's going to be a that's going to be on the burden on the social rolls of welfare and Medicaid and housing. Our school systems, like my school system here in Northern Virginia, they got trailers out for classrooms now, and they don't. And they got no money. They don't understand why. But anyways, well, we got one more break before we go into our final segment. I called in a Breitbart Radio this week on SiriusXM. It's been real interesting. Come right back, folks.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song and will you listen to
it? Our next eldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing
up. My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation, and he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
You know, that's a great bumper. That's Starship Trooper by Yes on the Yes album that was released a whole bunch of years ago. But unfortunately, we got James Edwards screwing up Walter's name every single week. But anyways, moving right along, Well, I don't know if you know this, but I'm in the car a lot, driving for Uber, driving to work, driving my kids, driving. My car, looks like the odometer looks like a gas pump for a Hummer. But I'm also listening to the radio, and I call SiriusXM host Andrew Wilkow once in a while to break his chops. I called him on Ask Andrew Day about Anthony Cumia. I was like, why did you stick up for Anthony Cumia? He's like, well, people get fired all the time and this, that, and other thing. And, you know, and then I mentioned his boss, Scott Greenstein, and next thing I know, I was like, thank you for the call. But anyways, early this week, I was driving around, and I called into Breitbart Radio because they were talking about this bill in, I believe it was Congress, not to fund the government or the wall, but to not do business with companies that boycott Israel, don't like Israel. Now, Texas, California, and a whole bunch of other states have a similar bill. They won't do business or give contracts to other businesses that don't like Israel. Now, personally, I could care less about Israel. My thing is, let Israel do what Israel wants. Just leave us out of it. And I don't want Israel in our business. But, of course, that's not going to happen because AIPAC's almost like the fifth branch of government. And it's not just Democrats. It's also Republicans. But that's another thing. So I called up the people at Breitbart Radio on SiriusXM at 11 o'clock at night. And I told them that. I say, well, okay, Governor Abbott of Texas, he doesn't want to do business with companies that don't like Israel, boycott Israel, don't or hate Israel. And I was like, well, you know, what if that business or service can do the job that the state of Texas need at a very good price? And they're like, well, you know, this, that, and another thing. And then I said, well, if Israel's attacked by Palestine, first off, Israel has the right to defend themselves from Palestine, whoever. Secondly, if they get attacked, is Governor Abbott going to send in the National Guard? And, you know, and they had a smart answer for that. It's not important. Then I said, and if Israel's our greatest ally, how come they attacked the USS Liberty in 1967? And so the host, his name's Joe Pollard, says, oh, you're one of those people. All right, bye, click. So, I mean, we one of those people. I'm a conspiracy nut, even though it's documented that Israel attacked a U.S. naval vessel and that the commanding officer of said Navy vessel got the Medal of Honor, Congressional Medal of Honor, in a private ceremony. And that's one of the biggest cover-ups or false flags ever. So, you know, you call this pro-Israel show, and you tell them, well, how come they attacked the USS Liberty? And you're written off as a conspiracy theorist. And trust me, I was looking for a way to promote 75 Radio, the Cesspool, Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, but it just didn't come up. So, I mean, even so-called conservative talk radio, they have like a, you know, free form of expression of ideas, like Bob Grant used to say. You know, you mentioned something that, puts Israel in other than a pedestal, and you're just showing the door. Well, what's your you have an opinion about this foolishness, or should I just hang up the phone and just continue driving?
Just hang up the phone, continue driving. I don't listen to the news when I'm driving because I'll probably crash some of the nonsense that comes out of these people's mouths. I'll put in a CD or something, but as far as listening to the news while I'm driving, it's not a good mix for me, because these people they saved. You know, as far as Israel goes, I don't care. I don't know how to say it any more clearer than that, and I don't want it to sound that I'm being, a jerk off about it, but I don't care. You know, like you said, Israel's going to do what Israel's going to do. Same thing like Poland or even Ukraine, and I'm Ukrainian descent. I don't care. I don't care if Russia is invading into Crimea or let them take care of themselves. Why do we got to get in the middle of that nonsense? There's no reason. We have to take – you can't love other people until you love yourself. And the same thing. Right now, America doesn't love itself right now because it's a nonsense now country. We can't – whatever is set in place to take care of other countries – we got to let that ride. until we fix ourselves. So as far as these other countries that are getting bullied on, or they're afraid they're going to get bombed on, or, you know, Libya and all that and other nonsense, you know, we really don't care. You know, and we don't hear much from Libya anymore. Not since Gaddafi met his maker. But, you know, it's just we have to take care of ourselves, Scoop. We have to take care of ourselves. And if we don't do that, we're not going to belong to ourselves in the future. This is going to be an entirely different run country. And that's what the Democrats have been rallying for, because you know who was supposed to be in the White House, according to the Democrats. Can you God imagine that if that happened? If that woman was hired or elected as president? Good God!
Yep.
And then they complained that Mr. Trump is a lunatic. Well, I'd be a little bit of a lunatic, too, if I had to pick up the pieces that Obama left behind. And right. He's doing his damn best, and I think he's doing a great job.
Yep, exactly. And even though the shutdown's really affecting me in terms of my pay driving for Uber, you know, I say, you know, keep it shut down, because we need this wall. And what's funny, the people that love Israel and support Israel and Israel all the way, you know, they put Israel number one. And guess what? Israel has a huge wall. And the same people don't want us to have a wall. It's okay for Israel to have a great wall. And trust me, it's a beautiful wall. I wish we had that wall. You know, good on Israel for that wall. But, you know, in terms of us, like Upchuck Schumer, he does not want a wall here. But, you know, he didn't say anything about having the wall dividing Israel and Palestine. But, you know, we could go on all day long, but I just don't, because then I'll get mad and, you know, start the email saying, oh, you don't like Israel. Speaking of which, our email is 75radioshow@gmail.com. That's the number 7, the number 5, radioshow@gmail.com. So just send your comments. For final few minutes, we got some good things happening down the pike. Been upgrading the website a little bit, put some pictures up finally. Jim Lancia, he is itching to get on board to help out. I told him he can do the mailbag segment. Also, Sean Bergen, he wants to come back on. But we got to make some couple changes, broadcast times in terms of when we tape or we go live, something I got to work out with Sam. But look, also, we still want to get something on YouTube and have all of us, and I mean all of us, including James Edwards, to come on and just drop some F-bombs and S-bombs. I mean, I never talked to a group of adult men that are so excited to go on YouTube and say dirty words. Well, what do you think of the idea of all of us just going on YouTube and just cursing?
Well, you know, we discussed this in the past, and I think we discussed it yesterday. You know, we're not going to come out with F-bombs just for the sake of F-bombs. I think it's going to be in our vernacular, because it's just the way that it needs to be told. You know, there's not going to be a whole lot of FUs towards, you know, anybody in particular, but it's going to be the TFs and things like that. I look forward to it. In the 75 documentary, I don't have the record of F-bombs in that movie. But I was pretty adamant about the F-bombs. At all the taping, I think I probably would have had the most F-bombs. That is my favorite off-color word. I don't say any of the other awful words. You know, I'll say the poop word once in a while, but my favorite one is the F-bomb. And when I use it in a vernacular and I'm telling the story is well received. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. On that scale, I just want to add before we go that after years and years and years of resisting, I am now on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook. It's the same name. If you don't know how to spell it by now, just go to a website with the 75 and the 75 documentary, and you'll get the spelling. That's, you know, it's not a hard name, but, you know, lots of R's, lots of K's and things like that. So just look me up and friend me on Facebook. And I'll give you a friendship. Take us out, my friend.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have this week. Check us out on Facebook, Walter Yerkew. I'm not on Facebook because I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. Also, check us out on Twitter at Walter Yerkew, at Scoop Stanton, at James Edward TPC, at Liberty Roundtable. I forgot how to spell that. But anyways, have a good week, everybody. Catch you next week. And take it away, Ray Manzarek.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.